Good morning and welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Marley Show, a.k.a. The Garys, because we are on a mission to save the name Gary.
Go out there and do your part.
Yeah, if you're having a baby any day now, put Gary on the old name list.
If you have twins, name them both Gary. It's okay.
Hey, George Foreman has done it before. You can do it too.
Gary 1, Gary 2.
Gary 3, Gary 4. Yeah, I think he's got 4 or 5 kids named the same thing. Let's just name them all Gary. And hey, let's go back to Real Housewives for a second. Carol on Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
All her pets are named Baby.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of that. I couldn't remember what it was. It's Carol's animals.
Yeah, she's got it. They're all Baby. But speaking of babies, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they have new baby twins who they did not name Gary.
No, they didn't, unfortunately.
Unfortunately for Gary.
Yep. Another tough loss for us, but they have named these babies Rumi and Sir Carter. That's what we know right now. And the latest is that they have hired 6 nannies at $100,000 each a year for Rumi and Sir. Okay, and we're not moms, Donna, so we want to hear from moms right now. 651-641-1071. I want to know just how excessive this is. I want to know if there are moms out there that would say, hey, if money were no obstacle, that actually is the exact amount of nannies I would hire. Or if they would say, no, never in a million years would you ever even need one or more than one. Give us a call, 651-641-1071.
That is a lot of money. I'm sorry. If these people are part-time on their payroll, 6 nannies just for the 2 kids. I'm assuming it's for the 3 kids.
Okay, so it is for the 2 kids. The 6 nannies are okay, but Blue Ivy has her own 2 nannies. So Blue Ivy is 5. So that's 8 nannies total, because each twin has 3 nannies. Listen, because I wanted to know exactly what these nannies were doing too. So they say the twins don't sleep at the same time, so she decided she needed 3 per child, working in 8-hour shifts. So a nanny comes in, hangs out with Rumi, for example, for 8 hours. Then that nanny goes home. Next one comes in. Then the next one. And then the first one comes in again.
Well, what are they doing? Okay, that's 16 hours a day.
They're managing all of this, I guess, because listen to what's happening, okay? So they've got all these people working under them. Not only that, Donna, you know this about home ownership. So they are currently in a rental right now in Malibu.
Yep.
That's where they've been staying. That's where they brought the kids home to. But they're looking for places in LA to actually settle down. But listen to what they have to be taking care of in terms of where they're staying right now. The place where they're staying has... it has 4 pools. It has 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, a basketball court, a recording studio, a spa, a paddle tennis court. I can't imagine having 4 pools. That's a lot of work.
A hot tub is a lot of work.
Exactly. So all of those things is a ton of work. So they have to be hiring all of those people.
Yes.
But maybe I guess they have someone else that they're paying to hire to do all of that anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're doing.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. And they have people probably to do the lawn.
Yes.
Unless the owner of the actual home
maybe
is taking care of all of that.
Maybe.
That is, I'm sorry. That seems really excessive. I totally get having a nanny. I totally get that. But wow. You need how many for each? 3 for each child?
She has 3 nannies per twin right now. And then she has 2 nannies for Blue Ivy. So it's 8 nannies total. And again, if you want to weigh in on this, 651-641-1071, feel free to give us a call.
Yes, definitely. We'd love to hear, you know, what you think about that. Because do you believe this story?
Laundry. They're doing laundry. The nannies.
They probably have a housekeeper too, unless the nanny is taking care of those duties. What does your nanny do? If you have a nanny, 651-641-1071, also, you know, like kind of a part two of that question that you have.
Making the food for the kids.
Wow. That's
changing the kids, changing the diapers.
But don't you want to be
kid to sleep?
Don't you want to put your kid to sleep?
I know.
Don't you want to rock your babies?
I think that's what a lot of moms would kind of think. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we have a call coming in. Again, 651-641-1071. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. What did you want to say about this conversation, Jay-Z and Beyonce's six nannies?
Oh, I'm furious. What I want to say is I raised two kids. I'm in my 40s. They're done and raised. I taught them how to swear. It's important. You know what? These children and those dumb, stupid adults, why did they have kids then?
Yeah, if you're
why
not
did they even have children?
Right, right.
And they have that much money? Could you help the world, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe they could donate and help someone else, like the children that don't have, I don't know, nannies and $3,000 cashmere onesies.
Right.
Oh, mad.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I love that she taught her kids to swear. Oh. You never know who's on the line.
No. Oh, I love it. All right, we've got Kirsten on the line as well. She wanted to weigh in. Hey, Kirsten.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I've known people that have had night nannies, especially when you have multiples like that, so that they get a good night's sleep and helps them to then be able to, you know, parent during the day, and that makes sense. And I had an au pair that came from Peru when my kids were little, but I worked outside the home, so she was essentially my daycare provider during the day, and then she just hung out with our family the rest of the day, which was really nice. And then she was another pair, set of hands. I think having that many, though, you know, my personal opinion, not being a psychologist or something, would be very hard for bonding.
Yes.
Because who's the mom then? You know, who are they bonding with? They have essentially four moms each.
Who's the authoritative figure, too? It's like, how do you, that's a lot for little babies. Do you think if there are nannies that are there just for the twins, and they each have one at a time, do you think the nanny could be taking care of both twins at the same time?
I would think, I mean, she could, because there's moms that do it all the time without help. And I guess I don't begrudge them the opportunity to have one-on-one care for each child. I just would be, again, more concerned that the mother-child bonding time is, and I don't know the facts of that, is she spending time herself with the babies and then just having their help, you know, off and on, or are they doing all the care while she's working 24 hours a day?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Got it.
So interesting. We did get an email from Karen who says, six nanny sounds about right if you don't ever plan on spending any time with your children. Yeah. I just hope the story is not real.
Yes, which is a possibility because it's coming from OK Magazine.
Yeah.
So OK, every once in a while, will actually have a story. They're like the National Enquirer. They'll break something that's actually real. But a lot of times they'll have things that are just not grounded in truth.
Right.
And this does sound like then Beyonce would be spending no time with her kids. She definitely has a couple nannies, but I don't think so. I think she's really close to Blue Ivy. And I think she's probably really enjoying motherhood and being with those twins.
Well, it wasn't some of her album, Lemonade, kind of touching on, you know, how special it is to be a mother.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole thing. So that would really be going completely against what we believed her, you know, whole concept of that is.
Yeah. I mean, is Beyonce a driven woman and an ambitious woman and a hardworking woman? Absolutely. But I think she loves that child. I think she loves those children now that she has more than anything.
Absolutely. Okay. We have one more call.
Yes, we do. We'll take Cara. Hey, Cara, what did you want to add to the conversation?
I just wanted to say I actually had twins last August.
Congrats.
Thanks. And I just think I obviously don't know what it's like to be Beyonce and have her schedule, but I think that it'd be one thing, like, if she's touring and, you know, like, super busy to have lots of extra help. But kind of like the last caller said, I think otherwise you just have no time. It sounds like if you really had that many, you would have no time to bond with your babies, and especially with like the twin situation, to just get like that one-on-one time and learn about each baby and have your own relationship with each baby, you'd miss out on all of that if you really did have somebody with them 24 hours a day.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. We appreciate the calls for sure. Here's one of those songs as well that she wrote specifically about Blue. It's called Blue.
These walls seem to cave in on me when I look in your
really pretty song.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Really sweet. Okay.
By the way, I met Elizabeth Reese's baby yesterday. Baby Franklin.
Frankie. He was so teeny.
Oh, sweet. Elizabeth Reese, of course, from Twin Cities Live, co-host with Steve Patterson, who joins us most days at 10 from 10:30 to 11:30, except today. He's got the day off.
Yes.
Is she going to call him Frankie?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
So
oh,
cute.
He was just so small. I said, oh, you don't even want to be here. You wish you were still inside.
Just swishing around in there.
You
all comfy.
Don't want to be out here yet. It's okay.
Oh, sweet. Can't wait to meet him on Twin Cities Live. Hey, when we come back, ABC's American Idol judging panel is beginning to come into focus. They're throwing around a name that we don't think is a bad idea at all. We'll tell you who it is coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine over here.
Oh, yeah. I'm Marley McMillan.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Mars.
I love this old school Charlie Puth.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
This song didn't get overplayed. It's good. This is Marvin Gaye by Charlie Puth featuring Meghan Trainor, if you're curious.
So fun. Okay, so Charlie Puth, American Idol judge, your thoughts.
I love it.
I think I'm okay with it.
I think that could be really cool.
I think we need a younger person on the panel. I think he would be good if we're talking, okay, Katy Perry, who's sucking up most of the money there, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if we bring in Charlie Puth, we need three judges. So we already know that Ryan Seacrest is going to be there. He's already signed on. But the Hollywood Reporter is saying that what they're doing is they're trying to narrow the field. Right now it's Lionel Richie, Charlie Puth, Luke Bryan.
No. Sorry, Luke Bryan, but no.
I think Luke Bryan's got a great personality for this type of show. He's super fun. He's cute. He's funny. I think they might need to go Charlie Puth on this one and Lionel Richie, because then you have a really good cross section.
I like that a lot, too. The only reason that I think, okay, is there any reason why that wouldn't work? Is that they all are kind of similar genres of music. They're all pop music, maybe a little bit soulful, right? There isn't another really stark genre difference between any of them.
Well,
so the only reason why Luke Bryan is appealing to me is for that reason.
Absolutely. And I think Charlie's kind of low man on the totem pole right now. He's the least likely
really
of the trio. That's what's being reported.
I can see that. I mean, he's really on the up and up. He's at the beginning of his career. He's not at the end of it.
That's why I think it's cool, because you have somebody who's just starting out, not as established as Luke Bryan, huge star right now in country music. You know, he's already hit his, you know, he's really
hit his peak.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Then you have Lionel Richie, a legend, Katy Perry, long enough in it. You've got, yeah, I just think that he might be able to bring something to the judging panel that maybe the other two forgot about because it's been so long since they were new artists.
This is what I like, and I think it's exactly what you're saying, too. This is what I like about Charlie Puth, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie, is they're all coming to the music industry at different points.
Yes.
The entrance points for the music industry at all those times when they started were very different and are very different now. And Charlie Puth would be speaking to the now of how kids are breaking into music, which would be on the internet, because he really started on YouTube. He was discovered there. So he has such a different story and is just younger and is again earlier on in his career. So yeah, you get a different perspective there.
Yeah, I really like that. And he's got a great personality. I heard him fill in for Ryan Seacrest on his Countdown show. He was fabulous.
Oh, that's right.
He was so good, so cute and personable and self-deprecating. He's a really sharp kid.
Cool.
I think he would be great. So I'm rooting for Charlie Puth and Lionel Richie. I think that would be good. You know, they're trying to prevent the show from suffering the price problem that they had at the end of American Idol last season when They had to put out too much money for the judges, for the talent.
Yeah.
So this would be good, because Charlie Puth's not going to ask for a boatload of money.
No, I guess not. But it's just whether he wants to do that at kind of the beginning of his career. But I don't necessarily think that would be to a detriment.
I don't either.
I think he could do both.
I think so, too. And I also think that they're going to have to make an announcement really soon. They're saying that no formal talks or negotiations have taken place yet. However, we're talking 3 weeks. 3 weeks these auditions are starting.
Oh.
They're going to want these judges in place.
Well,
auditions are scheduled to start in Florida on August 17th. And right now, Katy Perry's the only one on board.
Yeah, but the thing is, the way that these auditions work, they'll audition so many people before they ever even get to the judges. So they are probably still a while away before anyone would actually be seeing the judges.
And we would never know the time difference because they're going to wait until the judges are in place and not necessarily show, you know, they're going to get through step one. They might not get to the judges.
Exactly. But in terms of if they start the auditions in 3 weeks and those are the first auditions, that's when they go. They do the cattle calls with 30,000 people in all the different cities, even though they're only doing them in Florida. Is that right? I think they said that they're only doing them in one city now.
I believe so.
So then they would do a massive cattle call down there with thousands and thousands of
people.
And
it'll go on probably for more than one day.
Oh, I would say numerous days, if not maybe even a week or something like that. But then they probably won't, they'll choose those people, they'll audition them maybe one more time, and then they probably wouldn't have them in front of actual judges until the fall. And I would say September, October.
Sure, yeah. We'll see. I'm throwing my vote down for Puth.
I'm down with that. I have to say, we had been brainstorming about who could join Katy Perry on the judging panel.
Yeah.
We couldn't really think of a combination, I think, that got us excited. I'm actually kind of excited. I would be excited to watch with Katy Perry, Charlie Puth, and Lionel Richie.
Me too. Cool. Oh, I'm so glad we worked this out. Okay, now if only American Idol will work it out. We'll let you know what happens with that when we come back. Let's go back to the Angelina Jolie interview and something about kids. What have you done at the request of your children? Give us a call, 651-641-1071, and we'll be right back on the Donna and Marley Show.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
Entertainment.
So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything.
I will be right by your side.
Two, it's my love. No matter what you know, I'm two. hands, your legs, let me take care.
Good morning and welcome back. It's us, Donna and Marley, on My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment. A really interesting article that people are talking about with Angelina Jolie in the September issue of Vanity Fair. Marley's read it, got a few takeaways from that.
Yes.
One of them has to do with motherhood and something that she has done at the request of her children.
Yeah, and if you have done something at the request of your kids, we wanted to know what it was. 651-641-1071. When have you done something at the request of your children? 651-641-1071. Okay, so again, this interview, Angelina Jolie for Vanity Fair. A lot of relatable moments in here. And one of these stood out to me. She said, right now, I'm just wanting to make the proper breakfast and keep the house. That's my passion. She said, at the request of my kids, I'm taking cooking classes.
That is really cute.
I know. She, as I go to sleep at night, I think, did I do a great job as a mom or was that an average day? So, yeah, I love that. It sounds like that whole part of kind of the keeping of the house, getting the kids organized, doesn't come naturally to her, but she's really working at it. And her kids have requested that she maybe up the cooking
game.
Skills.
Yeah, got it.
Up the game in the kitchen. 651-641-1071 if you have something you've done at the request of your kids.
We have Heather standing by. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So what have your kids asked you to do?
Well, it was more of a request when we were shopping. I have a wallet that the snap broke, and I carry a pretty big wallet with all the receipts and cards and things that are in there. And so I found one that I really, really liked, and my two boys happened to be with me, and they convinced me to buy not the one that I wanted to buy, but this really ugly kind of blue metallic one with a bunch of like cut, like it looks like the laser cutout shapes on it. And I did not care for it, but my two boys, they were so sweet. They're like, Mom, this is so cool. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you cut out.
The one I wanted.
Oh,
I'm now, my wallet is now this ugly blue metallic sheen with these laser cutouts, and I have to pull it out every day, but it does remind me of my boys, so I thought that was okay, but no, I think it's ugly, but they talked me into buying it.
That's when you so pull sweet. It out, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? This is so ugly, or I think it's cute that my kids liked this.
I you know, it went from, it's so ugly, I don't even want to look at it, but then, you know, I try to switch gears and thinking, oh, well, you know, my sweet little boys, I thought it was so cool. And now I think it's been a year. I'm so used to looking at the darn thing right now. So when the snap breaks on this, when I get stuff too full, then maybe I'll just go shopping by myself this time.
Yes, exactly.
Get the one that I want. Yeah.
That's really sweet, though, that you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I
so
think
funny.
There's a lot of stories like that, too. Not Angelina taking cooking classes, but where the kids want you to buy something in terms of clothing or the car that you want or something.
Right. I remember being 13 years old and I asked my dad to grow a mustache.
Funny.
And he wouldn't for the longest time. And then I got hit by a car and I was in traction in the hospital.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, hey, Dad, grow a mustache. And he did. And he's like, yeah. So I was in the hospital for weeks, and every time he would come to see me, it would get, you know, bushier and bushier. And then after that, and when mustaches seemed to be going out of style, I was like, oh my God, you could shave it now.
You're like, not in here anymore.
I know, you look like a corrupt cop, Dad.
Get rid of that caterpillar on your lip.
Totally. Oh,
that's so funny. That's so sweet.
Really cute. We do have an email also.
Yeah, from Christine. Thank you. She said, so my son asked me to dye his friend's hair.
Whoa.
They're 16 and his friend has dreads. He wanted his tips dyed a brownish color. So I bought bleach and I did it. I know absolutely nothing about dyeing hair, but it turned out really well and he likes it.
Gee, I hope you asked his mom first.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Not a chance I'm dyeing somebody else's kid's hair.
Yeah, I'd probably call the mom first.
Absolutely.
Especially if I had no experience.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think the thing that I remember, I guess, is along the lines probably of clothing or even like a swimsuit. I remember convincing my mom to get a tankini because I wanted her to have a cute swimsuit.
What
really
was
bad.
She wearing prior to that?
I think she just, well, my mom was a swimmer, actually. So she had just really legit
swimsuits.
Okay.
Speedos and hardcore athletic swimsuits.
So it was more about the athleticism and the sport than it was about fashion.
Yeah. And yeah. I think I was younger. Maybe I was in high school or something like that. Cute. Or middle school, and wanted her to have a cute swimsuit with us, and I don't know, going on a trip or something like that.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
I don't think
Mar.
She ever wore it.
Oh, you don't?
I don't think
oh,
so.
That's too bad.
That's okay, though. I don't think it was really her style. I think I kind of made her get it. So yeah. Sorry about that, Mom.
You do you. You let Mom do Mom.
Okay, we just got another email as well. And if you're just joining us, we're taking calls on things your kids have requested you do. Feel free to give us a shout, 651-641-1071. Jen said, my daughter used to be obsessed with this book about the Muppets.
Oh.
I'm not really a theatrical or animated person, but my daughter definitely is, and would insist that I read the book in several different Muppet voices.
That is so precious. I like that.
Yeah. Another one of these along those lines too is doing something a million times, watching a movie a million times,
oh, yeah.
reading the same book a million
yes.
times. Requests from your kids.
Very yeah. sweet. So that issue of Vanity Fair, I'm sure it's on newsstands now as we speak.
Yeah, and it's
available
definitely
online.
We linked up the article to the Vanity Fair at our website at mytalk1071.com. Just go to the Donna and Marley show links.
Definitely. She also talks about her marriage and the breakup of her marriage to Brad Pitt.
Absolutely. They're really interesting things that she says about Brad Pitt. And this is kind of the first that we're hearing
yeah.
from her. So,
yes,
okay, so
yes.
Let's actually go back to the beginning, because this is how she writes about them getting together, or this is how this is written in this story, which I would absolutely think, even though it's a journalism, it's a piece, I would still think Angie's getting the approval on this.
Yes.
And
putting her own spin on it.
Said yeah. in a certain way, which I think is interesting given the way they describe this in a couple ways. Okay. So they say they met Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They say, though she has maintained that they didn't become romantically involved until he and Aniston had split, the couple wasted no time in exhibiting their romance in the pages of W. If you remember, it did that big yep. spread
with look, the kids
yes.
or with Maddox at the time.
Yes.
I think it was only Maddox.
Yeah. Aniston was devastated. For Pitt, dating Jolie meant doing it her way, at least at the outset. It marked the beginning of his own philanthropic life in Africa, Haiti, and New Orleans, and he formally adopted Maddox and Zahara. He persuaded Jolie to have biological children.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of an interesting revelation.
That's right, because she adopted the two, then she got pregnant with
yes.
Shiloh, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and then adopted more.
Mm-hmm.
Is, yeah, kind of interesting. They seem to have like had positive influence on one another to some degree.
Yeah. Okay. And now then moving on, talking about kind of the breakup, saying that their lifestyle and their lifestyle with their kids and doing so much traveling and philanthropic work had taken its toll on Pitt. So, and to provide a little bit of context, this is when they have all of the kids. This is when Angelina Jolie is making that movie, the movie in Cambodia, really busy traveling and bringing the kids all over the place with them.
Mm-hmm.
He was craving a more stable, normal life for the whole family. When I bring this question up to her, it's the one moment when Jolie becomes a bit defensive. Our lifestyle was not in any way negative, she says quickly, adamantly. That was not the problem. That is and will remain one of the wonderful opportunities we are able to give our children. They're six very strong-minded, thoughtful, worldly individuals. I'm very proud of them. And then they kind of say that she wants to get her point across, but she's choosing her words very carefully. She says they've been very brave. They were very brave. It's kind of that she's not saying anything. She wants to protect the kids because they go on. This person asks about the tabloid reports that suggest that their communication has improved.
Right.
She says there's a long pause. Angelina looks down, formulates an answer. We care for each other. We care about our family. And we are both working towards the same goal. And what the journalist writes, there's anger and pain right there beneath the surface, but she's trying to keep the emotions at bay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and there were accusations involved there, and
mm-hmm.
she was in it to win it, at one point, and now it's nice to see that they're coming together for the sake of the kids.
And actually, one thing that people are quoting a lot right now from this interview is that right when this person starts asking Angelina Jolie about Brad, that the first thing Jolie says is, things got bad. I didn't want to use that word. Things became difficult.
Wow.
So I think that is referring probably to Brad's drinking.
Yes.
And obviously those situations at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, pick that up. It sounds really interesting. I cannot wait to read that. Angelina Jolie, the cover of Vanity Fair, September issue.
Yeah. And we'll let you know when that movie actually hits Netflix, because again, she's doing this interview, I think, as kind of a move for her public image, but also to promote First They Killed My Father, which is her movie about Cambodia. It's based on the 2000 memoir of the Khmer Rouge genocide in Cambodia. Mm. And I looked on Netflix right now. It's just the title up there. You can sign up to have that kind of on your watch list, but it's not available yet.
Okay.
But it is set to hit here in 2017, and she's doing a lot of promotion for it. So that should be interesting to see.
Yeah, sounds very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, when we come back, we are going to share some local info. Marley, you're really excited about a sale that's going on right now.
Oh, I just a little local shop's got some pretty cool stuff, and they kicked off a sale this morning, so just want to pass that along.
Yeah, and I want to tell you about a local shop that I frequent. All right, I don't frequent, but I've been there and I loved it. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold. I want your sex and your affection when they're holding you close. Cause you don't even know. For listening. This is My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley. Quick heads up. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're expecting to talk to Andy Cohen of Watch What Happens Live fame, executive producer of all the Real Housewives, that whole franchise.
Yeah, we've got some questions, but we've also received a couple questions from you. If you have a specific question you want us to ask, feel free to shoot us an email, and we'll try and work it in when we chat with him again this morning at 11.
Definitely. Just go to mytalk1071.com and click on the Donna and Marley Show page, and then you'll see email the show right there. We will have that on the way. And also, he's got the new Love Connection show on Fox. So we'll be asking him about that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we've got a couple of, I guess you could even call these little favorite stories, if you will.
Totally kind of local favorite stories.
Yeah. I meant to tell you that I recently went to the Minnesota's largest candy store.
Yeah.
Which is straight down 169. And it is this amazing, huge store that just has all this throwback candy, like everything that you remember when you were a kid. I'm trying to think of like everything from, I don't even know where to begin. Remember those little ice cube candies that were wrapped in gold foil? Those they have. Oh my gosh, Razzles, all kinds of stuff. But I am talking, Mar, this place is enormous.
Oh my gosh, we have to go.
Oh my God, it is so much fun. I got lost in there. They have like those little juicy drinks that you used to drink out of the wax that you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I had those all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, like all the stuff that you can think of. They've got all different kinds of like licorice, from root beer to watermelon. They've got taffy.
I'm surprised you didn't turn into a blueberry and roll out of there.
I know. Totally. It is like the best place on earth. But the thing I wanted to say about it, again, the Minnesota's largest candy store, is that it is seasonal.
Okay.
So it's like a cool idea for like gift bags and gifts to bring to somebody who you know loves old school stuff.
Yes.
I mean, lots of stuff that I thought I wouldn't see ever again, just because time has gone. And they've got stuff from different parts of the world. Really fun place. Definitely check it out in Jordan.
so fun.
I know. So again, it's in Jordan, Minnesota, and it's just a trip down memory lane. We were talking earlier about what things make you feel young again.
Yeah.
That is definitely one of them.
Oh, I love that. There's just something so just kind of appealing to your heart about a really good candy store and all the colors and the sweetness of it all.
And it smells really good. And they also have baked goods in there. Oh, and I have to tell you about the soda. So they've got like individual bottles of pop.
Yeah.
And they've got some really clever things. Some of them are political. Some of them aren't. Ooh. But it's really fun and funny. And I could have spent a couple hours in this place.
How do you mean that the soda pops were fun and funny and political?
So they have funny names, and I'm trying to think of which one we got for a friend. I'm not going to be able to think of it right now.
But is it the label?
The label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they have all different flavors, every flavor. I mean, grape and all different kinds of cream stuff, and they give them kitschy names.
Very fun.
So you could buy individual bottles. It's a really fun place. So it's Minnesota's largest candy store. It is in Jordan. You are going to love it.
I love that. That's very cool,
it's
Donna.
Really
Maybe
cute.
we can link that up so it's easily accessible at our website at mytalk1071.com.
Perfect.
We'll throw a link up so you can find out when that's open.
It's off.
Just a quick little mention. We had some cool things show up around the office yesterday, and I just wanted to mention this because they're having a huge sale, and it is at Good Things. They're having a warehouse sale. Lots of just really cool, kind of trendy gifts, things for the kitchen, things clothing-wise. We had some cute socks show up. Just kind of really fun, cute little gifts. So they're having a huge sale. It started today, actually, at 7 a.m., goes till 9 p.m. tonight, and then it's through Saturday. So that's in the White Bear Lake Armory. So just kind of fun, because those little items were so cool, I thought.
Yeah, really, really super cute. Yeah. Again, another great gift idea for, you know, not just for birthdays and things like that, but hostess gifts and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
So definitely check those things out. And don't forget about the Cat Video Festival, too.
Yes. Donna, this is kind of as you said, it's an early version of
these are a few of our favorite things.
And maybe if you normally join us at 11, you get to hear that earlier. You've never heard that little ditty before. No, really, though. We have the Cat Video Festival coming up as well, and it's going to be on August 8th at CHS Field. Tickets are still available at our website at mytalk1071.com. Thank you so much to our sponsors for doing this with us. We're excited to work with you. So thanks to our friends at First Equity Mortgage, also Luther Klein Nissan. And we're going to be out there, all of us. Steve's going to be there. Alexis is going to be there. Unfortunately, kitties are not allowed, so just say goodbye to them for a short period of time. We're going to watch a bunch of really fun kitty videos.
It really is fun.
Tickets are just $10, and then kids 5 and under get in for free. So we will see you on August 8th.
All right. I have a personal question. What have you decided on your kitty cat adoption?
On my kitty cat adoption, thank you, Donna, for asking.
Oh, my pleasure.
I've made great strides in my cat quest. I've wanted a cat for a long time. I live with my brother. I have almost convinced him to let me get a cat. I was looking into some cats, and now I know we're going to get a lot of people letting me know about the best places to find cats. And thank you. I do appreciate those, and I save those. And hopefully I can get out and look at those because I do want to rescue a cat at some point here soon. So thanks. It's going very well. I have a lot of names to choose from.
That was my next question.
And I am going to get a kitten. I'm going to get a kitten.
A
because
kitten.
I want to raise it from its youth. So I really kind of know its personality.
It's really fun. When you see kittens, you remember just like how much, well, I do anyway, how much I love cats.
Yeah.
So at my doggy daycare center, they have a mascot kitty. Because it's basically a dog daycare place, but they have a little kitten named George.
Oh.
And he's just this little fuzzy orange thing. And he's kind of like a longer haired cat. And they're just adorable and so playful. And they just climb up your legs. I just question your ability to take care of an animal.
Well, considering our conversation yesterday, which, by the way, I did not get a lot of pushback. I was expecting a lot of emails. And I didn't get a lot of pushback. This was what I said yesterday, that you could leave a cat alone for 2 weeks because I went to China with my brother and that's what he did.
Yeah, that is absolutely not okay. So please, Marley, if you do get a cat, do not ever leave a cat alone for a week. Just call on a friend. I would be more than happy to come and watch your cat for you. Again, Cat Video Festival coming up at CHS Field. Don't forget, tickets are $10. Kids 5 and under get to go in for free. And there's activities for the kids. There's definitely a bunch of fun stuff to do. There's food. There's drink. There's going to be that concert from Cat. So Cat Perkins, that is. So do not forget. You can adopt Cat Perkins.
Yeah. Perkins. She'll be happy about that we've said that on the show. Absolutely.
Yes.
By the way, I mentioned this before, but again, it's presented by First Equity and Luther Nissan Kia of Inver Grove. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for booking Andy Cohen on our show. He's going to be joining us next. And we'll talk about his new show, Love Connection, on Fox on Thursdays, and so much more coming up on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Entertainment.